AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's Election Day in Georgia. Two Senate seats are at stake in these runoffs. It will determine which party has control of the U.S. Senate. Medical worker Beverly McDaniel cast her ballot.
What may be today may not be tomorrow. And the leaders that we will choose today is going to make that change for us. It's going to make our change for our grandchildren and for our great-grandchildren.
Democrat John Ossoff is challenging Senator David Perdue.
Good morning, everybody. I see there's some interest in the election today.
Ossoff cast his ballot today. Also, Raphael Warnock is challenging Senator Kelly Loeffler and trying to become the state's first black senator. The Georgia runoff elections will help determine Joe Biden's ability to enact his agenda once he takes office. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Wins in both races would give Democrats control of the White House and both chambers of Congress.
We'll be able to make the progress we need to make on jobs, on health care, on justice.
Which is what worries President Trump.
Nothing and no one will be able to stop them.
Calling these two seats the last line of defense. But a narrow majority would not guarantee Biden all he wants, since Senate rules require 60 votes to move most major legislation. And if the GOP keeps Senate control, Biden would have little shot at quick up or down votes, while also facing a rougher path toward confirming cabinet secretaries and judges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Congress meets tomorrow to certify the Electoral College vote. Vice President Mike Pence will be presiding. President Trump is still claiming without evidence he won. Distribution hiccups and logistical challenges have slowed the initial coronavirus vaccine rollout in California. A memorial service will be held in Columbus, Ohio for Andre Hill, a black man shot and killed by a white police officer days before Christmas. Stocks open higher, but some of the markets are losing momentum. This is AP News. With Britain now under a new coronavirus lockdown, it's being felt more in Liverpool, a city that was under looser restrictions. Victoria Benson is CEO of a local charity.
It's completely depressing. You're isolated in your house with your children, and it's relentless, and I just feel that it's a massive step back.
Gym owner Mike Waywell says he's trying to adjust to the lockdown.
And we constantly changing like the goalposts, and whilst we appreciate it's hard, I'm sure it's hard at the top to kind of manage like what's going to happen.
Waywell's wife Lee is a beautician.
My heart's racing now, even though I totally knew what he was going to be saying. It's just, it does take its toll on you, because you just... Everything's so unstable, so it feels like the ground's moving beneath you.
This is the third national lockdown in Britain. It's expected to last at least 6 weeks. Officials hope this is the last phase of the fight against the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.